I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You've already won today and the next 24 hours because you are tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative. That's the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And we put all of that together, you get the mindset in the podcast that we all know and love as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations on being here for today's show. I'm glad you're here because today's topic is that not everyone thinks how you think. When you find yourself at odds with another person, when you find yourself explaining, you ever found yourself explaining something to another person more than once, you try to explain it from every angle you can, break it down to be as simple as possible. You're maybe even yelling at them. You got your eyes bulging out. You're clapping your hands. You know, I'm from Philadelphia. So whenever I went to college, a lot of people from New York, and people who are from New York, when they're really making a point, they got to clap their hands with every word that they say, just to make sure that you understand. If anybody's from New York is listening to this, you know that I'm talking about you. Not everybody thinks how you think. You're doing all that explaining. You're trying to tell them everything that you know in your mind, things that seem to be common sense, things that seem to, at least to you, be right in front of their face, and they just can't see it. You just don't understand. You're exasperated because they don't understand, or they won't agree with, or for whatever reason they can't see. They just don't have the common sense, quote unquote, common sense, to see the things that you're seeing. I'm here to tell you today, there's a reason for that. It's not that they don't have common sense. It's not that they're stupid. It's not that they're trying to be contrarians. It's not that they're trying to upset you or make you mad by disagreeing with everything that you say. It's just that not everybody thinks the way that you think. The way that you think is not the only way to think. That's a good one. The way that you think is not the only way to think. That's a good sign to put up in a classroom or an office somewhere for everyone to see that. Just so you understand, it is okay for people to disagree. It's okay for someone to have a completely different point of view from yours, even with the exact same piece of information, because not everybody thinks the same way. All of us are unique. We're all wired differently. Our bodies are different. Our brains are different. Our perspectives are different. Our experiences are all different. Even if we've been in the same places doing the same things, you can experience something completely different than how I experienced, even though we went through the exact same situation. All right. All of that being said, we want to get into these points today. And the reason that I'm talking about this is because this is a topic about opening up your mind. See, the mental game, every single day on this podcast, I introduce it as talking about discipline, confidence, and mental toughness. It would sound like more of a, I guess people would call it a more motivational, just put your nose to the grindstone and just get things done type of mindset. And yes, I do a whole lot of that on this podcast, hundreds of episodes talking about things that fit into that category. But at the same time, I want to make sure while you're doing that, while you're becoming the person who you want to become and doing all the things and working on your game and getting the results, that you also remain open-minded enough to understand that there are things that you don't know. There are people who've been places that you haven't been, and there may be people who, even though you may think that you're above them at some level, whether that's in your accomplishments and how you both perform at the exact same thing and who you are, maybe you think you're smarter than that person or you're more cultured than them or you just know more things than that person knows in whatever area, maybe in all of life. Understand that other people see things differently, way differently than how you see things. And if you were able to open your mind enough to recognize that and maybe just question yourself, why do they see things that way? And how can I learn from it? At least staying open enough to learning. You're not even having to ask yourself that every time, but just staying open enough to learning when someone says something. Why do you think that? How do you feel? Why do you feel that way? How'd you get that perspective? What have you been through that made you think the way that you think? This is all about being open-minded. So work on your game is not just about putting the blinders on and shutting yourself out from everything that's going on around you and just focusing on what you want to do for yourself and prioritizing yourself and getting things done. Yes, it is about all of those things, but it's not only about those things. You also want to be open-minded enough that you can learn, because you can't work on your game and continue to get better if all you're working off of is your reserves, meaning things that you already know, things you've already been through, things you've already seen, people you've already talked to, books that you've already read. You got to stay open enough to say, you know what, this is something I've never done. I've never considered this angle. This is something I never thought I would do. I never saw myself being in this place or thinking this way or saying this thing, but I'm open to experiencing it just to see what it's like. Maybe, because if you continue to expand yourself, what do? You expand your zone of influence. You expand your comfort zone. The comfort zone is like a circle, right? When that circle is small, there's a very small range of activities that you're willing and maybe even able to do, at least when it comes to how your brain controls you. The wider you make that circle, meaning the more things that you experience, the more things you do, the more places you go, the more different types of people you interact with, that circle gets bigger and bigger. Now you have a larger sphere of influence, meaning more people that you know, more things that you're willing to do, more stuff that you know about, which makes you a more valuable individual, and the more different angles you'll have to go at the things that matter most to you. If you're an athlete, maybe you never considered looking at a player who is from a different town from you, who's half your size, and maybe doesn't even have all the game that you have, at least according to your perspective on that player. They may have one skill that you could really use, but if you were too close-minded to even look at them or ask them or see what they're doing, you may never have noticed that. And it's the same thing can happen at work, same thing in business, absolutely, in media, in relationships. We just got to be willing to open ourselves up to other people. That's why I'm talking about this here today, that work on your game is not just about all about you, getting things done, do this, work on your game, get better, forget everybody else. Yeah, there are many parts of working the game that are about those things, but it's also about staying open. Point number one, people can see the same thing that you see and think completely differently. Now, we know this. If you use social media, I'm sure you see this. If you follow the news, I'm sure you see this. If you have been in an argument with another person, I'm sure you've seen this. Somebody saw the same thing that you saw, lived through the same thing that you lived through. They know the same factual information that you know, but they have a completely different opinion. You don't understand it. Maybe they don't understand your opinion. They're trying to drill their thoughts or their beliefs into your head, and you're just not trying to hear it, or you just don't see it that way, or you two have completely different opinions, even though you both saw the exact same thing. Understand that this is 100% okay. It's okay to be in disagreement with another person. It's okay to agree to disagree. It's okay for 100 people to see the same thing, and 50 of them think one thing, 50 of them think another thing, or even 10 of them think one thing, and each group of 10 thinks a completely different thing than the other 9 groups. That's okay. It doesn't mean anybody's wrong. Doesn't mean anybody is a fool. Doesn't mean anybody can't see. Doesn't mean anybody can't read or understand logic. It's okay, because we all have our own ways of thinking. We all have our own ways of seeing things. We've all been through different things leading up to anything that we experience, and we're painting everything that we see, we're looking at through the glasses of the life that we've already lived. The things that we've gone through in our lives, they are the glasses. the frames through which we look at everything else that we experience. The fact that I played professional sports, I look at things that I experience through that frame, at least partially, and I think to myself, how could that apply to what I learned in sports? Okay, I'm going through this in business. How could that apply to what I learned in playing basketball? Or I have a podcast. Since I create so much content, I can go through things and I can think of a way that I can create content out of that because I'm thinking about it. Because I put out so much content in my past, I know I want to put out more in the future. I'm looking at experiences that I go through the frame of, what about this could I share online? What about this could I talk about on my podcast? What about this will make it useful for me to post to Snapchat? What about this would make a good YouTube video? What about this would go in my next keynote presentation? So the things that we go through in our past frame how we see things that happen in the present. So when someone doesn't see the same thing that you see, that makes 100% complete sense now, doesn't it? Because they're not looking through the same glasses as you. You ever tried on another person's glasses? Any of you who wear glasses, even if you don't wear glasses, actually, have you ever tried on somebody else's prescription glasses and immediately you can't see anything? May even give you a headache because their frames are completely different from your frames, even though you both have a pair of glasses. Point number two, and this leads right into it. Your logic will not always translate to everyone else's logic. Your logic will not make perfect sense to other people the same way that it makes perfect sense to you. Again, if you ever found yourself in an argument with another person where you're logically laying out all of your points and they still don't agree with you, you already understand this, right? Your logic does not translate to everyone else. You may not have understood why. Maybe you thought they were dumb, or they were just trying to be contradictory, or they just didn't want to listen to you, or they were just going against you just to go against you. Maybe they were just a hater, or they're being negative, or they're a dummy. Maybe you thought that then, but here's the real reason why your logic didn't translate, because it just doesn't. To persuade another person, here's what you need to do. Not tell them all your logic and tell them how you think and why the way you think is the right way to think. You got to think the way that person thinks. If you want to persuade another person, don't tell them everything that you think. Tell them everything that they think. But then you can kind of paint it in a way that is the way that you think so that they're accepting your thoughts, but their thinking is their thoughts. That's the way that you persuade another person. And there's a good book on this that I mentioned in my volume, is either volume 4 or volume 5 of my top books, and that is Win Bigly by Scott Adams. The book is about persuasion. He uses the canvas of the 2016 presidential election to make his points, but the book is not about politics or the president. The book is about persuasion and persuading other people. It does not mean just throw all your logic in their face and word vomit on them and just keep yelling at them until they agree with you. Persuasion means you get inside of another person's mind. And when you get inside another person's mind and they feel like you're thinking the same way that they think, then they'll be willing to accept your ideas. Again, that book is called Win Bigly. So you can't just explain to people what you're thinking and think that's going to persuade them. When I was at Penn State Altoona, I remember I had a guy I knew who was trying to persuade me to go play basketball at some park in Altoona. This was, I believe it was in the summertime. He had left me, he had knocked on my apartment door. I didn't answer. And then he called me on my phone. And he said, I didn't answer the phone either. He had left me a voicemail. He said, listen, there's a tournament or something going on at this park. We can go out there and play ball. He was like, man, look, it's going to be a whole bunch of girls out there I know too. So that was the real reason why he wanted to go. He didn't want to play ball. It wasn't for to get the barbecue. It was because he thought it was going to be a lot of girls out there. So that's why he wanted to go. He was trying to persuade me to go because of the girls. But that wasn't enough to move me to action. We didn't end up going. I remember when I was in Montenegro, my first night, I got to Herceg Novi, Montenegro. My very first night there, I had practiced that day and performed well in practice. And I'm talking to a couple of my teammates. One of my teammates spoke really good English. He was fluent in English and they were my neighbors. They lived next door to me in our apartment building. And he was telling me, hey, we're about to go out to this club tonight. You should come out with us. And I said to them, because the very next day we had a scrimmage. And this would be my first live game action on the team. These guys had already been with the team before I got there. They were already established and known there. I wasn't established and known. I had been through one practice. I did my thing in that practice. But the next day was my first game. I wanted to be 1,000% ready for my first game. And so I declined. I said, no, I'm not going to go out with y'all to the club tonight. And one of the guys said, come on, man, the team we're playing against tomorrow is not even a good team. It's going to be an easy game for us. The game means nothing. You don't need to get that prepared for this game. And I said, no, I really do need to get that prepared for this game because I'm in a different situation than y'all are in. Y'all are all local guys. I'm the American guy on this team. Everybody's watching me. I can't afford to have a bad performance. I need to get my rest and be ready for this game. The guy's still trying to convince me. I'm still saying no. Finally, he pulls his trump card. All right, no pun intended. He pulls his trump card to try to convince me to go out to the club with them in Montenegro. This is what he said. He said, come on, Dre, you got to go out. And I said, no, I'm not going to. Come on, you got to go out. You got to go out. I said, no, I'm not going out. He said, Dre, come on, look. White girls. True story. That's what he said. That was his ace in the hole to try to persuade me to come to the club. What he didn't know is that that's not what I was thinking about. It was not the priority on my mind at the time. I ended up not going to the club, and I dominated in the scrimmage the next day. Point number three, knowing this, and again, today's topic is not everyone thinks the way that you think. Knowing this, understand that just because you don't think the same as another person doesn't mean that you're wrong. It doesn't mean that they're wrong. It just means that people are different, which is something that you should have already known. But the next time you get into an argument with somebody, or they're trying to drill their logic into you, or you're trying to drill yours into them, and neither one of you is succeeding, just remember that people don't have to think the same way that you do. It's just, we're all human beings. We're all unique individuals. There is value in difference. There is value in difference if you're able to flesh out the difference in, first of all, in you, so you can express yourself individually and uniquely, but also if you can flesh out the difference in other people. If you can learn what makes another person different and why it makes them different, you're going to find some gold in that. You're going to find some gold along the sand of the beach. If you dig long enough, if you keep looking for what is making this person different, why is it making this person different? That may require you asking some questions of that person. May require you asking some questions of yourself that you never asked of yourself. Some questions that may make you a little bit uncomfortable internally. Are you willing to do that? When you can flesh out what makes another person different and why it makes them different, you can learn a whole lot from that situation. I was listening to an interview with this guy named Jack Thriller. He's a comedian, I guess, and he works in media. You see him online often. He was working for 50 Cent's company. This is 50, and he would do these video interviews. And one day I heard him on a podcast. Jack Thriller was being interviewed, and he said he was talking to 50 Cent, his boss. And he was saying to 50, man, I see these guys who are, I believe it was some person who did the same type of job that Jack Thriller did. He was a comedian. And Jack Thriller thought that this comedian wasn't really that funny. So he's talking to 50 and he's kind of complaining to 50 about how this other guy is just as popular as he is, maybe even more popular than Jack Thriller is, but the guy's not even that funny. And he was basically saying, listen, 50, I don't understand why this guy is that popular. I don't understand what makes this guy that hot. And 50 said to him, 50's response was, instead of complaining about that guy being hot, what you need to do is go find out why that guy is so popular and maybe use that to help yourself. And Jack said, you know what? That was an eye-opening piece of advice that 50 gave me. And it's the same piece of advice I'm going to give you. Instead of looking at another person and feeling upset that you can't convince them, or angry that they think the way that they think, or mad because they support some idea that you don't completely support, instead of going that way, ask yourself, why do they feel that way? Why are they thinking that way? What really led them to this? And all of this is through the glasses of, you believe people are good people. You believe people do want to do things positively. You believe that they're not just trying to destroy the world and destroy other people just out of sheer perversity. When you ask that question, you're going to come up with some interesting answers. You'll get some really interesting responses as to why people are how they are. But you got to be willing to ask the question and understand that there is a value in difference if you're willing to flesh it out. Recapping today's topic, which is not everybody thinks the way that you think, and this is a good thing. Point number one. People can see the same thing that you see, experience the same experiences that you have experienced, and think completely different about them. All of this is 100% okay, folks. We all have our own ways of thinking. Thus, point number two, your logic is not going to translate into everyone else's mind, and everyone else's logic won't translate into your mind. If you want to persuade another person, instead of telling them all the things that you think is going to move them, tell them all the things that they think will move them. This may require some observation from you. May require you asking some questions, may require you being more quiet, paying more attention instead of talking and doing and showing everybody else, watching other people so you can learn what makes them different instead of just talking about yourself or talking about what you think that you think other people should agree with. Point number three, knowing all this, understand that just because you and another person don't think the same way doesn't mean that that person is wrong. It also does not mean that you're wrong if you think different from someone else who may be trying to convince or persuade you. It just means that there's a difference between people, which there should be. If you're in a group of people and everybody's exactly the same, has the same opinion, thinks the exact same way, somebody's doing something wrong. Probably all of you, because everybody's agreeing, nobody's stepping up and being a leader and being who they actually are. There is value in difference if you're able to flesh out the difference in you and in other people. That'll require you observing, asking some questions, and maybe talking a little bit less. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at dreallday.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.